This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff. We talk about a few of the big news stories over the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, undoubtedly, one of the big stories in the IE over the past week were two presidential candidates coming to town. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first, Riverside County, the Board of Supervisors, passed a motion to essentially end the March Joint Powers Authority surrounding the old March Field.
Yeah, the March Joint Powers Authority was formed in 1993 to redevelop the 4,400 acres around the base that were no longer needed when it was scaled back from an Air Force base to a reserve base. And people are saying now that it served its purpose and it's time to end this authority. Riverside County Board of Supervisors unanimously passed this motion to begin the process of dissolving the authority. You know, one reason is the county is paying $600,000 a year to support it, and each of the members have to pay to keep it going. They're saying now that basically all of the land out there has been committed to development with reputable developers, and it's just time to dissolve it and then divide up the property among the three cities, Riverside, Moreno Valley, and Paris, and the county, the members of the authority, and let each of them continue processing the development.
Okay, what happens next with this and how long is it likely to take?
Well, the Joint Powers Authority Board will now meet and take up the issue. It's not unanimous there whether this is a good idea. The Paris mayor, Daryl Bush, said he's worried about how the property gets divided up and make sure it's fair to all parties. The county proposes putting it all in the county's control and then letting the county kind of divide it up. Mm. So I think there'll be a little bit of discussion about how that process
is. Yes, negotiations coming. Next, there are more developments in the Beaumont corruption case that we have been talking about over the past couple of weeks.
Right. Since we last talked, a judge has frozen the assets at the request of the prosecutors of the seven defendants. And the purpose of that is so that they can't, dispose of the property and hide the cash somewhere. And if they are convicted, they could be required to pay restitution and fines as much as $122 million. Now, there aren't enough assets to cover all of that, but the judge still agreed to temporarily at least freeze those funds and assets, including three nearly million-dollar homes.
Also, isn't the current Beaumont City government hoping maybe to recoup some of the money?
Certainly. And also, don't forget the Western Riverside Council of Governments has a judgment of $60 million out there. So, you know, whether these defendants, if convicted, could be held responsible for all of that, who knows?
Next, the San Manuel tribe purchased the old Arrowhead Springs Resort property. Now, I've never been up there, but that thing is, it's really, really old. That's been around for a long time.
It's been around for a long time. Now, the present hotel on the site, which you can see up on the foothills as you approach San Bernardino from the south, and by the way, a big natural formation of an arrowhead on the mountain points down toward it. There are hot springs there. The hotel itself was built in 1939, and it's been used most recently by Campus Crusade for Christ as a retreat center and a headquarters until Campus Crusade moved to Florida in the 90s. This property has had developers salivating over the years, and in fact, the city annexed the land in preparation for a development that eventually didn't happen. That proposal was to build a lot of homes and even condos up there and have a retail development and use the hotel. Now that it's been purchased by the tribe, this is finally getting the resort on the tax rolls. The tribe needs the land because they've run out of room on their 900-acre reservation, very steep and hilly property. They've run out of room to build homes. And so as their younger tribal members reach adulthood and begin to have families, they need some place to build their own homes. The Campus Crusade property is almost 2,000 acres. There's lots of room to build homes. I asked the tribe, a tribal spokesman, if the tribe plans to keep the hotel open.
Yeah, that was going to be my question, too, if they were going to preserve any of the property.
And he told me they just haven't reached that point yet in these discussions. Also, the purchase price, if you were going to ask me that, is being kept secret.
Okay. All right. And finally, very quickly, Cassie, we, of course, had two the two Democratic presidential candidates in the Inland Empire on the same day, Hillary Clinton in Riverside and Bernie Sanders in San Bernardino. And somehow you managed to get to both of those rallies?
Well, I went to both of the ones in Riverside. That was no easy feat, especially because streets were closed off, parking lots were full. The lines for both of these appearances were several blocks long. And in fact, a lot of people just couldn't get in. For the Bernie Sanders venue that was at the Riverside Municipal Auditorium, I think they filled the auditorium. I think that's several thousand people. And they had about 1,000 outside, 1,500 outside listening on outdoor speakers. Same with the Hillary Clinton speech. Now, they chose a much smaller venue. Maybe they underestimated the interest in Riverside. They filled a gymnasium with 750 people. They had, I would say, at least 2,500 people outside also waiting.
Good heavens.
And they also had outdoor speakers. So most of that crowd, disappointed, didn't get to see Hillary Clinton, but did get to hear her if they stuck around.
I'll just bet that the Inland Empire has not seen the last of either of these candidates, and perhaps even Donald Trump. Mark my words, we'll check back later. Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.